You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented, as always, by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday. And we know a lot of you probably specifically seek out this segment of the show, maybe live, and we're happy you're joining us, or on podcast. So if you are saying, all right, they're going to give out their sides, NFL games, division round weekend, well, we did that in an earlier segment. Check out that part of the podcast, that part of the show, and you can find our three favorite sides for this weekend and our three favorite props. Now, we could give out some more here, but our three favorites, all of us, are in that segment. And here, you know what we have to do. I love when we get to do these with FanDuel Sports, but we're going to put together a same-game parlay plus for the NBA tonight. So we're going to have two games, four total legs of a same-game parlay plus. We're going to do the Bulls and Bucks game, which we just talked to Ryan Horvath about, and the Grizzlies-Nuggets game, which has a pair of MVP candidates. So that should be a fun watch tonight. So I guess we'll go around and throw out some numbers and props that we like and then finalize a same-game parlay of four for tonight's games. I'll start us off. A couple that jumped out to me for the game tonight between Memphis and Denver. I was looking at Ja Morant, 25-plus points. It's at minus 205. I thought about 30, and we could bump it there if you guys want to do that. So it's minus 205 on 25 points. It is plus 136 on 30-plus points. So we can make that decision together. I love the plus money. He hasn't jumped over 30 a lot, though. He's been more in that 26, 27 range. The one thing to throw in, the whole Grizzlies backcourt is in COVID protocol other than him. So he might have to carry the load more than normal tonight.
And this is a big game. So he's going to need to step up even more than usual. So
are you thinking 30?
25 is safer.
Yeah.
Let's, Joe O, you decide this one then.
Whew.
25 or 30 plus.
What were the odds on the 25?
Minus 205. 30 is plus 136.
I was just going to say, do you guys get concerned about his health too? Like with his age, long season, come playoff time, you know, obviously I
go against an MVP candidate in Giannis. So maybe he's putting on a show when he goes up against the other big players. Jokic. Mm-hmm. All right. Plus 136, Ja Morant to have 30 plus points. And the other one that I looked at, Will Barton in the backcourt for the Nuggets has consistently, I looked at his game logs here. I mean, he has, if you look at Will Barton, who I like, over the last, I would say, month, hit at least two three-pointers in probably 90% of his games. He's coming off a night where he had only one. Will Barton, two-plus made threes is one I would like to throw in. I think he's good for that, and I think that is one that we could throw in this and feel pretty good about. Will Barton, two-plus made threes, minus 196.
I mean, you're asking him to do exactly what he's done all month long. He's making two a game, and he's shooting six a game. So can you make one-third of that? He should be able to get there with the volume that I'm seeing. 5, 8, there was a two in there. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Yeah. For the most part, he shoots six a game, so he should get there.
Yeah, all right, so Will Barton, the two-plus made threes, and 30-plus points for John Morant. I'll throw those in as my ideas. What are you thinking, Joe?
Okay. Aaron, did you have something else on this game? Because I honed in on the Bucks. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jokic. So they can over 12.5 boards is -110. He had 14 against the Clippers, 15 against the Jazz, 12 against the Lakers. He usually goes over that. He's had a couple eights or 1 8 and a 10 in there, but he usually goes over that number. So we could look at that or similar lines on the jaw line of thinking to score 20, Jokic to score 25 plus points is -162 now.
So what I would throw in is Memphis.
He put up a 49 spot last game.
Memphis is the best rebounding team in the NBA with Jaren Jackson and Steven Adams. If anyone can, you know, get him away from the board, it's probably those two. I'd lean towards the points for Jokic. Okay. I think he'll score.
Okay,
and 25 plus -162.
In November, they had back-to-back. He had 11 rebounds and 7. So might
stay away from the boards then.
Yeah, in this specific matchup, yeah.
All right, Joe, what are you thinking on the Bulls-Bucks side of things?
All right, this one. No Lonzo Ball, no Zach LaVine. Might get pretty ugly, but we're looking at the props here. And I know a lot of people are going to take a look at DeRozan because he's a big scorer that's left, and he scored 30 in his last game. Vucevic has been so up and down. I have no confidence in what he's going to do from night to night. He had a great game last time. Is he going to back it up? I'm not quite sure. So I'm looking to the backcourt, which is where you have Kobe White and Ayo Dosunmu getting all this sort of run. And I was looking at Kobe White, 15-plus points, and he's getting a ton of usage. The volume's going to be there, 38 minutes, 32, 39 in recent games. And he's taking 11, 14, 16 shots. But the problem is, at 15-plus points for Kobe freaking White is -235. So I don't want to do that. I could jump up to 20, but he hasn't been hitting that over the last few games. So I don't want to mess around with Kobe White. Shout out to Jake Hassan. We're going to go Ayo. That's where I'm looking. Ayo at 15-plus points is +220. He's starting now with the missing players in the backcourt. And let's see. He's hit 15 points each of the last three games, 39 minutes, 38 minutes, 40 minutes, and that's +220. So I'm going Ayo, 15-plus points. That's what I'm thinking there. And let's go to the Bucks side. I'm not going to go with one of the superstars. I'm thinking Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis, rebounds.
What I had too, over 9.5. Yeah.
Well,
Did you look at that one?
Yep, 10 plus. We got to do the 10 plus for this specific parlay. But he's hit 10 in six of his last seven games. And
exactly
the number.
Exactly what I was looking at too.
Good, good. And let's see the number. Number's plus money. It's +102. Bobby Portis revenge game against his former team. So it definitely seems like we're including Portis. What do you guys think about Ayo with 15 plus points?
Love it.
I like that. I like the Portis. I mean, the Ayo one, you knew that was going to show.
We have to include him. So we need to eliminate something here, right?
No, we got...
Or no, we're good?
Oh.
We're good?
Well, we're good on the Bulls-Bucks. What do you guys think about the Grizzlies-Nuggets?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We need to narrow it down. I mean, in the sake
Barton Jokic, is that what we're looking at?
In the sake of fun, I guess we cut Barton and we go with Ja and Jokic.
The bigger name guys.
What's the official Jokic play?
25 plus points.
The points. 25 plus points.
Oh, that's lock that in. Lock that. Yeah. I think the Barton one is good.
I mean, he almost dropped 50 the other day.
I'd go with the Denver ones, honestly.
If we went with Morant, Jokic, Ayo, Portis, it's 20. 1-to-1. If we took out Ja and added, so you think add the Barton one? Add the Will Barton threes?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, if we add that in, go back to Will Barton, add him in here. Three-pointers. What do we have? 2+ for Will Barton. We are sitting at 13-to-1.
Ooh. Yeah, go to 21.
All right, let's put Ja Morant in. And plus, okay. It's more fun, right? People want to watch to see if Ja Morant scores 30 points. All right, Ja Morant, 30-plus points. Jokic, 25-plus points. Bobby Portis, 10-plus rebounds. And Io, 15-plus points. Imagine if I told you before the season started that we would do a same-game parlay plus, which wasn't even a thing, you know, 5 months ago, or whenever the NBA season started, 3 months ago. We would do this in partnership with FanDuel, and Io would be one of the four legs. I mean, only Jake would have believed this. No, nobody else would believe this was possible.
Yes.
Yep. Man. All right, good. So we'll put that in, and you guys can bet with us. Go check it out. It'll be on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. You scroll through the top of the app, and you will see it later today.
So our guy Paul, he's not going to this game when the Bulls go up to Milwaukee, but he went last minute the other day.
I forgot to ask. Paul sent me a photo from the arena with Ja Morant, the scoreboard. You were just in Milwaukee?
Yeah, it was kind of a friend texted me Monday and was like, hey, got tickets for Bulls game on Wednesday. You down? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Tuesday, he goes, oh, never mind. It's the Bucks game. So I look at the schedule. I'm thinking, okay, it's Bulls-Bucks on Friday. Then I get a text at 3:30 or Wednesday afternoon. Like, so I'll pick you up at 3:30? I was like, for what? Like, to drive to Milwaukee. It's like, all right, sure. Why not?
Wow, you're a gamer. Nice.
I mean, it's like an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Chicago.
That's how far Baltimore is from me. It's not terrible.
I do like driving up there to check out Miller Park. It's terrific for afternoon Brewers game.
Yeah, good small town. Like it's a small city, but there's a lot of fun to get into there. Good food, curds, cheese curds, brats.
A lot of fun to get into.
Mustard with your French fries.
Stopped at the brat stop, you know, as one does.
Cubs fans always seem to take over that Miller Park too. Whenever there's big games, it's just loud. Cubs
they stopped selling it to people from Illinois tickets. Mm.
All right, listen, everyone have a great weekend. Bounce. Enjoy Division Round weekend. We're back on Monday. Up next, we have Jim Rome. And if you're watching on Twitch, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio
and Aaron Hawksworth
on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.